Okay, so first of all, I'll try to project as much as I can. I know everyone's on different sides of the room. If you have a question, feel free to stop me and ask. I'm just going to kind of read through the Gemaras. I'll throw in a few horrors here and there, just to, you know, I know it's Tisha B'Av, but, you know, it's still Torah, kind of. So I'll just throw a few horrors in as we go. Okay, so we're going to start from the fourth wide line, the bottom of Nun Hamid is by the two dots. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, my dichsev ashrei adam v'fachei tamiru makshel yibo yipol bira'a. Rabbi Yochanan cites a pasuk from Mishlei that says, praiseworthy is the person who is always afraid and who's he's scared that his heart shouldn't fall into evil. So the Gemara says, Akamtsu v'arkamtsu charev Yerushalayim atarnagolna v'sarnagolta charev turmalka ashaka derisba charev besar. The Gemara alludes to three different stories, one of which the Gemara is going to address right now. The other two, I don't even know if we're going to get to the other two because they're much later on in the Gemara. But the Gemara is alluding to three stories, all of which are related to the Churban. So the Gemara starts with the first story. Akamtsu v'arkamtsu charev Yerushalayim, the famous story of Kamtsa barkamtsa. Dahu gavra derachme kamtsu bal devave barkamtsa. There's a guy, again, we don't know the name of the guy in the story. Kamtsa doesn't even appear in the story, aside from the fact that he was friends with the guy who threw the party. That's all we know about him. So there was this guy who threw a party whose friend was Kamtsa, and he did not like Bar Kamtsa. So the Gemara says, what happened? Avat Sudasa, so he threw a party. Amar Leila Shama, he told his attendant, his servant, Zil Aisili Kamtsa, invite Kamtsa to the party. So what happened? Azal Aisile Bar Kamtsa. The guy made a mistake. He invited Bar Kamtsa instead. Asa Ashkeche Dahava Yosef, so the host sees Bar Kamtsa, his, you know, mortal enemy, sitting at this party. Amar Leila, so he said, Michdi, Hahu Gavra Bal Devava Dahu Gavrahu, my boyasacha. He says, this guy is my enemy. What's he doing here? Why is he at the party? So Kum Poke, he says, get out of here, leave the party. So Amar Leis, the guy, so Bar Kamtsa says to the host, he says, no, Ho'ovasai, Shavkan Vyahivna Lucha Deme Madachil Navishasina. Now that I'm here, let me stay and I'll pay for the value of the food that I ate and drink. The top of Nun Vav now. Amar Lei Lo, he said, no, I'm not going to let you stay. Amar Lei Yahivna Lucha Deme Palga Dusudasak, I'll pay for half the meal. Amar Lei Lo, I'm not going to let you do that either. Amar Lei Yahivna Lucha Deme Kula Sudasak, I'll pay for the whole meal. Amar Lei Lo, I'm not going to let you do that either. So what happened? Nakde Biyade Vaokme Vaafke. So the host takes Bar Kamtsa by the whatever, by the shirt, and throws him out. He throws him out of the party. Amar, so Bar Kamtsa says, Ho will vahavu yasve rabbana v'lom vachubei, the fact that there are all these rabbis at the party and no one's saying anything, no one is protesting the fact that I was kicked out of the party, shmami na konechalu. So you see that they were obviously okay with this. So what happened? Ezel echol behu kurtza b'malka. I'm going to go slander on the Jews to the king. So Azal Amar Leila Kesar, he tells the Caesar, Mardu v'cha Yehudai, the Jews are rebelling against you. See, this is a common phrase that comes up in these Gemaras a lot. Amar Lei Miyemer, how do you know the Jews are rebelling against me? Amar Lei, he says, you could do a test. Shadar Lehu Korbana, send them a carbon, send them an animal to offer as a carbon. Chazis, you'll see. Ima Karbin Lei, I'm sorry, he says, Chazis Ima Karbin Lei. So see if they offer the animal as a carbon. So what happened? Azal Shadar Biyade Egla Tilsa. So he sends this, again, a little bit of a question in the first one, what Egla Tilsa means. Maybe it's a three-year-old calf, or a calf that's a third fan, whatever. He sends some kind of a very, very chashed animal to offer as a carbon. So he sends him, and then Bar Kamtsa makes a mum in the animal. There's two versions in the Gemara where the mum was. Either the mum was in the lip, or the mum was on the dukin sheba ayin, which are like the cataracts of the eye. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that this qualifies as a mum for the Jews, but not for the guy. What does that mean exactly? So the Gemara Bechoro says that if a non-Jew wants to bring a carbon, so the only qualification the carbon needs is that it can't mamish be missing an aver. As long as all the limbs are intact, even if it has, you know, whatever, there's a cataract in the eye, there's a split in the lip, that's okay. But for a Jew to bring a carbon, the carbon has to be completely pristine. There can't be anything wrong with the carbon whatsoever. So when the Caesar sends the animal, he thinks the carbon meets the standards for the carbon that a guy offers, but he didn't realize that it didn't meet the standard for a Jewish carbon. So the Gemara says, Sover Rabbana le karul v'mishim shlo malchus. So the Rabbana thought, maybe we should bring the carbon anyway because we don't want the Caesar to get upset at us. So Amar Lehu Rabbi Zachariah ben Avkulas, no, we can't do that. Yomu bali mumin kraven legabi mizbeah. If we allow this animal to be offered as a carbon, people are going to think that you're allowed to offer bali mumin as a carbon. So the Gemara says, okay, Sover lemikdale delo lezel velema. So then they said, maybe let's kill Bar Kamtsa so he doesn't go and tell on the king. So we can't do that either. Amar Lehu Rabbi Zachariah, no. Yomu matul mum bekachim yeharig. People are going to think that if you inflict a mum in a carbon, that you should be killed, which of course is not the din. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan an v'sanu sosha Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkula secheriva espeisenu v'sarfa esecholenu v'higlisanu me'artzenu. Because of the humility, the excessive humility of Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas,
That caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. He was indecisive. He couldn't figure out what to do. He was like, well, should we kill Bar Kamsa? Should we not? Should we all come to the offering? He couldn't make up his mind, and that ultimately destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. So just a few horrors before we go on. So first of all, there are a few horrors that the Maharsha makes on these Gemaras. Just in terms of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story, it is strange if Kamsa and Bar Kamsa were not related, that they just happened to have the same name, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. The Maharsha claims in one shot that actually Bar Kamsa was actually Kamsa's son, which is very odd. Like, the host is good friends with the father, but hates the son. So according to one shot in the Maharsha, he claims that the Shaliach who invited Bar Kamsa did it. He did it bedafka. He was trying to make sure that the host was on good terms with Bar Kamsa. Now again, that's not, I don't know if that's like the standard shot, but that's one shot the Maharsha offers. The other thing is, this is just a stam ha'ara that I had. I didn't see anyone talk about it. Actually, sorry. Before my ha'ara, the Maharsha also points out that why are there's two versions in the Gemara, but where the mum was inflicted? Either it was a mum in the lips or a mum in the eye. So he says that those two versions reflect two of the averos that ended up leading to the korban, lashon hara, and also tsaras ayin, being stingy, not being giving to other people. The ha'ara that I had, which again I don't really know what to do with, there's for those of you doing daf yomi, so it came up I think a week or two ago. On the daf, at the end of the 21st parak of Shabbos, the 20th parak, the Gemara had a whole discussion regarding the status of what's called a graf shel rei, the din and hilchos Shabbos, that if something is considered disgusting, so even though it's technically muktzah, you're allowed to move it. So if you have, let's say, a dirty diaper on the floor on Shabbos, even though it's muktzah, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos because it's called a graf shel rei. The Gemara has a whole shaila whether you can create a graf shel rei lechachila. That's a discussion in the Gemara. So at the very end of the parak, the Gemara talks about how different amoraim used to dispose of date seeds on Shabbos, and at the very, very end of the I think it was the 20th or 21st parak of Shabbos, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Zechariah ben Abkulas, the same rabbi, the same Amora from this Gemara, who was indecisive, and the Gemara says that when he was disposing of date seeds on Shabbos, he turned his head back towards the couch or the chair, whatever it was, and he spit the date seeds behind the couch. I was thinking there might be some connection to that. I don't know. There's probably some kind of a drusha there, but I don't know. That's just an interesting connection. Anyway, fine. So going back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shadar ilavayu l'Niron Caesar. So they sent a message to Nero. Nero was now going to be appointed the Caesar. Kika ase, shada giro l'mizrach, asa nafal b'Yerushalayim, l'marav asa nafal b'Yerushalayim, l'ar baruchos ha'shamayim, asa nafal b'Yerushalayim. So what happens? Nero now becomes the new Caesar, right? He's appointed as the head of Rome. I don't know how many of you ever learned Jewish history before, but if you ever learned Jewish history, yes, sure. Okay, here we go. If you, I don't think this is gonna fit. Okay, let's try that. Should fit. Wow. Okay, this feels very interesting. Okay. Anyway, basically, if any of you ever learned Jewish history before, you may be aware of the contention or the tension that existed between the Romans and the Jews. It was very, 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 very significant. There was a lot of fighting going on, both, you know, mostly in Yerushalayim. So at this stage, Nero becomes the new Caesar. And the Gemara says that he comes to Yerushalayim and he starts shooting arrows everywhere. He shoots arrows in all four directions and they all land in Yerushalayim. And as we'll see in a second in the Gemara, he takes that as a sign that he is going to now be victorious. He's going to now be able to conquer Yerushalayim. So the Maharsha has a very pashakasha on this Gemara. He's like, of course all the arrows are going to land in Yerushalayim. That's where he is. Like, when you shoot an arrow towards the city that you're in, it's going to land in the city. So why all of a sudden, it's a nace. Every arrow landed exactly where I am. Shkoyach, of course that's where the arrow landed. So the Maharsha says no. He says the Maharsha says that Nero was much farther away, and then somehow a wind came and carried the arrow to Yerushalayim. That was the nace. That's what he took as a sign that it was really, that, you know, that he was meant to conquer Yerushalayim and Bnei Yisrael. And to further solidify the fact that this was his, you know, this is what he was supposed to do, Amar Levi Yanuka Psokli Psukecha. This is a famous thing the Gemara talks about in a number of places. The idea, you go over to a kid, you go over to a child and say, tell me what you're learning in Cheder today. Tell me the pasuk that you're learning in Cheder today. So what pasuk did the kid tell Nero he was learning? So he quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel. Amar Levin Asatias Nikmasi Be'edom Yad Ami Yisrael. I'm going to give the vengeance of Edom over to the Jewish people, meaning I'm going to deliver Bnei Yisrael into the hands of Edom. So Amar Kutcha Brichu Bai Lecharuve Beise Uvai Lechapure Yade Behahu Gavra. Nero realizes that he is the one who is now supposed to defeat Bnei Yisrael, and he doesn't want to have any of it. He doesn't want to be the one involved in that, because he realizes that he is going to be victorious, and he gets all nervous that he's going to now be held accountable. That, you know, that he's nervous that Lo'asid Lavo, he's going to be held responsible for all the death and destruction that he's going to bring upon the Jewish people. So what happened? Arak ba'azal v'igayir v'nafak mine Rabbi Meir. He ran away and he converted. Nero converted, and as a result, Rabbi Meir ended up coming from him, ended up being one of his descendants. So actually, just one ha'ara also about this idea, about the idea of psok li psukecha. We said before that there are many Gemaras and Shas that talk about this, of different people. There's a medrash about Haman going over to a kid and asking him about a pasuk, and we find all these different comments in the Gemara about this, and the Rishonim talk about in Masechta Chulin and Daf Tzadi Hei and Tzadi Dal and Tzadi Hei and Chulin, why is this not a violation of Kishuf? Like, you're staking everything that you're going to do on what pasuk the kid quotes. Now, again, Nero wasn't Jewish at the time, so it didn't really matter for him. But we find, like, for example, the famous example of this is by Eliezer. Eliezer Eben Avraham. We find this by Yehonasan and David. The Gemara in Chulin talks about this. There's a whole shayla. Why is this not called kishuf? Why? So some guy quotes a pasuk, and now I'm going to decide what to do today? That sounds like witchcraft. Why is that mutter? So the Rishonim and Chulin talk about why that's okay. But either way, so the Gemara here is basically saying that Nero kind of staked all of his, everything that he decided based on the pasuk that this kid quoted. Okay, then the Gemara says, so now that Nero left and converted, so Rome had to send a new Caesar. So Shajui Lavaila Aspasianus Caesar, right? We send Vespasian, right? A new Caesar. We quote him in the keynotes today. So Asat Sarala Tlashne, so he went and besieged Yerushalayim for 3 years. So Havu Bahanu Tlasa Asiri, there were three very wealthy individuals who lived in Yerushalayim, and they are famous from other Gemaras, and I'm sure you've heard of all three of these, or at least two of these. Nakdimon Ben Gurion Ben Kalba Savua Ben Tzitzes Akesa. So who are these three people? So Nakdimon Ben Gurion Shenikta Lucham Babu is the famous Gemara Masechta Tainus and Daf Yates. I'm sure many of you have learned that Gemara before, right? Nakdimon Ben Gurion was the guy who ended up basically giving all these, you know, taking this gigantic loan to get fountains of water, and then at the last second the sun stopped setting, and then it rained, and then the Romans repaid all of their water, whatever. So he was called Nakdimon Ben Gurion because Nakdimon means Shenikta Lucham Babu, the sun stopped setting on his account. Of course, Ben Kalba Savua Shekol Hanichnas Leveso Kishehu Raiv Kechelav. Of course, he was Rabbi Akiva's father-in-law. We know the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim and Maseches Yevamos about this. And he was called Kalba Savua because anyone who came in when they were hungry like a dog, they left satisfied. And then finally, Ben Tzitzis Akeses Shahisa Tzitziso Negreres Algavi Ksasos Ika Da'amri Shahisa Kisaso Mutelas Ben Gdolei Romus. There's two pshat in why he was called Ben Tzitzis Akeses, either because his tzitzis, there were always cushions on the floor when he was walking. He was so prominent that he would never, you know, actually put his feet directly on the floor, or it just means that his throne, his chair, was amongst the officers, the significant people in Rome. So either way, the point is that all three of these people were very wealthy and very prominent. So the Gemara says, Chad Amar Lehu Anas Zayna Lehu Bechite V'Sare, Chad Amar Lehu Bede Chamer Uvede Milcho Mishka, Chad Amar Lehu Bede Tzive, V'Shavchu Rabbanan Lede Tzive. The Gemara says that all three of them offered or had the ability to sustain and support Bnei Yisrael for a significant period of time, as we'll see in a second, but they all had different methods, different means of doing so. So, for example, one of them was able to support Bnei Yisrael. They said, oh, I'll support them, you know, with wheat and barley. And the other one said, I'll support them with oil and salt and wine. And then the third one said, I'll support them with wood. And the Rabbanan said, the wood was the best option. Why is wood the best option? The Gemara says, Derev Chista, Kolak li dehava matzer l'shamay, bar mi detzivei, the Amar of Chista, akalba dechite boi shiten akalba detzivei. The Gemara says that wood, it was considered the most chashuv, the most expensive, because Rav Chisda, he used to give all the keys to all his warehouses over to his attendant, to his servant, except for the keys to his wood storehouse, his wood warehouse, that one he kept for himself. And the Gemara says that for every warehouse of wheat that you have, you need 60 warehouses of wood. Wood was considered to be very expensive and very chashuv. And the Gemara says, Havu lehu lemezan esrim v'chad shata. So these three wealthy individuals could have supported entire Bnei Yisrael for 21 years in theory, you know, during the siege. However, the Gemara says, Havu behu hani biryone. We know, of course, the biryonim, right? The biryonim were, in English, we usually call them the zealots, the Jews who wanted to fight the Romans. So Amru lehu Rabbanan nepuk v'navit shlama v'hadayu. So the Rabbanan wanted to make peace with the Romans. They didn't want to start a war. The Gemara says, Lo shavkinu, but the biryonim did not like that. They didn't want the rabbis to do that. So Amru lehu nepuk v'navit shlama v'hadayu. So the rabbi said, So the biryonim said, Let's fight them. So Amar Lu Rabbanan, no, Lo Mistaya Milsa. We're not going to be successful. We're not going to be victorious if we fight them. So kamu kalanu lahane amavri dechite v'sari v'avakafna. So what happened was the Biryonim, they in their overzealousness decided to burn all of the warehouses of wheat and barley, and therefore there was a famine. No one had any food to eat. The Gemara has a related story. Marta bas Baisos Asirsa de Yerushalayim Havya. There was this very, very wealthy woman in Yerushalayim. Her name was Marta bas Baisos. The Marsha has a whole discussion about who exactly she was. There's a Marta bas Baisos who's referenced in the Gemara in Yevamos, but she's not the same person, whatever. So anyway, there was some very wealthy woman who lived in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Shadarta l'shlucha, she sends out her messenger, v'amrile zil aisili smida, go and buy for me fine flour. In other words, the bread made from fine flour. So adazal is not, so then all the fine flour was sold out. So asa amar la smida leka chivartika. There's no fine flour, but there's regular white flour. Okay, fine. So amar la zil ice, go get me that. The azal is daban. So they were sold out of that too. Asa the amar la chivarta leka gushkarka ika. So there's no regular flour now, but there's coarse flour. Okay, amar la zil ice, so go get me that. The azal is daban, and you know, then they were sold out of the coarse flour too. Asa the amar la gushkarka leka kimcha de sari ika. There's no coarse flour left, but there's barley left. So the Gemara says, Amr li zil aisili, the azal is daman, have a shalifa misana. So she took off one of her shoes. Amr epuk ve'echze imashkachna midi lemecha. So now that her servant keeps coming back every single time and telling her that there's no food left, so she's like, okay, I'm going to go out myself and find, you know, and try to track down some food. So the Gemara says, Esav la parta bechara v'mesa. The Gemara says that she stepped in a pile of animal feces, and she got so disgusted by that she died. The Gemara says, "Kari ala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai harakav v'chavah ha'anuga asher lo nisasach af ragla." Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cited the pasuk from Parshas Kisavo from the Tochacha that says that a woman is so harakav v'chavah ha'anuga. She's very delicate. She's very, you know, she can't you know, step in anything dirty. So when she does, it's going to kill her literally. So she died because she stepped in a pile of animal feces because she wasn't used to doing things like that. Then the Gemara says, "Ikadam." So the Gemara says another version of what happened to her is that she ate the dates that Rabbi Tzadok. Okay, we know that Rabbi Tzadok, this is one of the three requests that we'll see later on in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks Vespasian for is to save Rabbi Tzadok. So Rabbi Tzadok fasted for 40 years to save Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says he was basically skin and bones, and anytime he ate, you could see the food going down. He was basically a skeleton. And the Gemara says that he used to suck the juice out of the dates because he couldn't handle actually eating it. So this woman, Marta Bas Baiso, somehow got her hands on these dates, and she ate the dates, and she was so disgusted by it that she ended up dying, according to the second version of the Gemara. Okay, then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Ki halu kanicha nafsha apikto lechol dava v'chaspa shadise b'shuka." Amra hayla maimi boili behind the chesiv kaspa b'chutzos yashuichu. Right before she died, she took all of her gold and silver and threw it out onto the street. She said, "What do I need this stuff for?" And the Gemara says that was a fulfillment of the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Kaspa b'chutzos yashuichu." They're going to throw their silver out into the street. The Gemara now continues talking about the Biryonim, talking about the head of the Biryonim. The Gemara says, "Abba Sikra Reish Biryone de Yerushalayim Bar Achte de Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai Hava." So Abba Sikra was the head of the Biryonim. He also happened to be the nephew of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara says, just interesting also, his name Sikra. So in English, the term the Sikari sword, I think, was the sword that they used to use. Maybe that's why he was called Abba Sikra. So the Gemara says, "Hava Shalach Le Tavit Sina Legabai." So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted a private meeting with him. So also Amar Le at Ima Savdisu Hachiva Katlisu Leila Alma B'Chafna. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai confronted his nephew and said, "How long are you going to cause this famine to go on?" So Amar Le says, "What are you offering me? My Yavid Di Amina Lehu Midi Katlu." He says, "If I say anything to him, they're going to kill me, because the Biryonim, as we said before, had this mindset that we're just going to, you know, plow along. We're going to kill all the Romans and anyone who tries to get in our way." Amar Le Chazi Li Takanta Le Didi De Epok. He says, "I have an idea," Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says. He says, I think I could, you know, try and at least save some of us. So Amar Le Nako Navshecha Biktire, Velese Kule Alma, Velishai Lubacha, Veise Midi Saria, Veigane Gabach, Velemru Denach Navshach, Velialubacha Tamilcha, Velo Leobacha Inishacharina, Velo Lirgishanbacha, De Kalil Ad De Inhu Yade De Chaya Kalaminisa. So basically, his nephew gave him this advice. He says, "Listen, if you want a way to escape the city and to break through the siege, you have to basically play dead. So how do you play dead? He says, tell everyone that you're sick and then go buy some rotten food and keep it in your room so people think that you're really deteriorating, but make sure that only your closest, you know, talmidim are the ones who are there so no one else realizes what's going on. And then when you die, or when you quote unquote die, have your talmidim carry you out and he'll carry you through the city, because if the biryonim start getting involved, they're gonna realize that you're really considered, you know, that you're really still alive. So you have to, basically, he says, you know, come up with a kunz, come up with a way to, you know, basically play dead. So the Gemara says, what happened? The Gemara says, avad hachi, so he did that. Nichnas bo Rabbi Eliezer mitzad echad, Rabbi Yehoshua mitzad acher, ki matu lefischa bo lemirkere. So Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua are carrying his coffin of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, who's still alive. You know, they're getting to the, you know, to the gate of the city, and now the biryonim want to really make sure that he's dead, because, you know, they want to make sure that he's not playing dead. They say, okay, let's stab the body to make sure he's really dead. So Amar Lehu, so Abba Sikra says, you know, says that no, Yom Rabban de Karu Boy Leminchate. The Romans are going to say, oh, these are the Jews who stabbed their rabbi. So then Amar Lehu, okay, I'm sorry. So then he says, sorry, skip line here. Yeah. So the Gemara says, So in other words, then they said, okay, let's at least, you know, shove him around a little bit. So if he's alive, maybe he'll make a noise. They say no, because if you do that, then the Romans are going to say that you push around your rabbi, so you can't do that either. So what happened? The Gemara says, so they opened the gate, Nafak, they left the city. Kimata lahasam, when they got to Vespasian, so Amar Shlomo Alach Malka, Shlomo Alach Malka. He said, peace be unto you, the kings, and he said it twice. Amar Le, so he said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Michayav Trig Tala, Michayav Misa twice. Chada de la Malka. First of all, I'm not the king. He didn't know yet that he was actually the king. Hika Karis ni Malka, and you call me the king anyway. So the Marsha says that there are two pshatim. Either that means that he thought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mocking him, or that it was actually just disparaging to whoever he thought was the real king or the real Caesar at the time. Vesu imalka ana ad inna milo asis legavai. And if I really am the new Caesar, how come this is the first I'm hearing of it? Why didn't you tell me beforehand? So Amar Leis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to him, no. He says, Dika Amar lav malka ana. So on top of our base now, Ivra malka ad, di lav malka ad, lo mimser Yerushalayim biyarcha. Dichsiv ha levanon ba'adir yipol, ve'en adir ala melech, dichsiv ha'yad yiro mimenu, ve'en levanon ala beis hamikdash, she'ne'emar ha'har ha'tov ha'zev ha levanon. So first of all, you have to be the new king, the new Caesar, because otherwise, there's no way that you would ever conquer Yerushalayim. How do we know that? Because he cites the pasuk from Sefer Yeshayahu that says, v'ha levanon ba'adir yipol, that levanon, which we know from other Gemara. Gemara here says that Levanon is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, will only fall ba'adir, only someone who's very chashuv, who's a king, will be able to conquer, you know, will be able to conquer Yerushalayim. Udika Amar Imalka Ana Amaylo Kaasis Legabai Ad Ha'idna Biryone De Ispan Lo Shavkinan. And he says, and the reason why I couldn't get to you earlier is because we have all these biryonim, we have all these guys who are out to get us, so there was no way for me to get out of the city safely before this point. So Amar Lay, so Vespasian responds, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ilu chavis shel devash, the darkon karuch aleha, loha you shovrin as a chavis bishvil darkon. So if, let's say you had a barrel of honey and there was a snake that was wrapped around the barrel, wouldn't you break the barrel in order to kill the snake? So in other words, what Vespasian was basically saying to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is, you should have figured out a way to get out of the city faster. So the Gemara says ishtik. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was silent. He, in other words, he didn't know how to respond to that. The Gemara says, Kari alei Rav Yosef itema Rabbi Akiva meshiv chachamim achor v'datam yisachel iboy alei lemeimar le shaklinan tzavsa v'shaklinan le v'darkon v'katlinan le v'chavisa shavkinan le. The Gemara says, the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not respond to Vespasian's whole mushel with the barrel and the snake and the honey, that ultimately was a very foolish thing, and that could have actually ended this whole war, could have spared the lives of a lot of Jews and potentially the Khorban, because he should have said, no, the way to do it is kill the snake and preserve the honey in the barrel, meaning go in, kill the biryonim who are trying to antagonize everyone, and leave the rest of us alone. But he didn't say that. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't say that was ultimately their undoing. The Gemara says, "Adahachi yase pristika alime Rome." In the meantime, these officers from Rome they came riding in. Amar lekum demisle kesar ha'amri hanhu chashive de Romi laosvech veresha. So he said, the previous Caesar has just died, and they've decided in Rome to appoint you the new Caesar. So the Gemara says, "Have a simchan besane." So he took off one of his shoes off. The Gemara says, "Boyim l'misayim la'acharina lo ayil." He wanted to put on his other shoe, but his shoe wouldn't fit. Boy l'mishlefo li'idach lo nafak, and then he couldn't take off his other shoe because the Gemara says that what happened was he was so ecstatic over the news that he was now the Caesar that his body physically got bigger. In other words, that's like a you know they say like don't let your head get too big. That's literally what happened. His foot got too big because he heard this news. So the Gemara says, "So Amar my eyes." So he says like what's going on here? So Amar le lutit star. He says, "Don't worry about it. Shmua tova." You heard good news. Like the pasuk says, right, in Mishlei, that good news makes a person, you know, get a little bigger. So the Gemara says, so how do I fix this problem? How do I get my shoe on? So he says, Lase inish dilo mesva dait chamine the lichliv kamach. Dichsev veruach nicha atiyavish garim. Bring a guy that you don't really like and have him walk in front of you, and then this way, you know, your all your body parts will go back to normal. So the Gemara says, Avarachi ayel. So he did so, and then he was able to put on his shoes. So Amar Lai Umeachar Dichak Nisu Kule Hai Ad Ha'ibna Amaylo Asisu Legamai. So again, if you're so smart, how come it took you this long to come to me to tell me the news? Amar Lai says, what do you mean? He says, I already told you. V'lo Amri Lecha, didn't I already tell you the reason is because of the Biryonim? So Amar Lai Ananami Amri Lecha. He says, I also told you, you know, you should have found out a way to come earlier. Amar Lai Mezil Azilna the Inish Acharina Mishadaina Elaboy Minai Midi De Etin Lecha. So he says, okay, so I'm about to leave here because I've just been appointed the new Caesar of Rome, so I got to go back to Rome to start, you know, doing Caesar stuff, and then some other guy is going to come in here and take over for me, because basically this was like the you know, modern day equivalent of having some kind of like an embassy. This was like he was like Vespasian until he was appointed Caesar was like the ambassador of Rome to Israel. So now that he was being relocated back to Rome to become the new Caesar, so he's like, some other guy's going to come in here and I don't know who he's going to be. So before I leave, he says, I'm going to, you know, the famous Gemara, I'm going to offer you anything you want. So, you know, ask me whatever you want. Amar Lei Tein Liyavne V'Chachameha V'Shushilta D'Rabban Gamliel V'Asvasa D'Mesayin Lei L'Rabbi Tzadok. The famous, famous request. He wanted Yavne L'Chachamim, meaning he wanted a continuity of Torah learning. He wanted Rabban Gamliel's dynasty to, you know, to remain as the Nasi, and he wanted a doctor to see Rabbi Tzadok. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Tzadok fasted for 40 years over the Chorban. Kari Alei Rav Yosef Yisemu Rabbi Akiva Meshiv Chachamim Achor V'Datam Yisachel Iboy L'Memer Lei L'Shav Kinu Hadazimna V'Husavar Dilma Kulei Haylo Aviv Hatzal Apurta Nami. The Gemara says, so basically, some of the Amorim say, well, hang on one second. If he was allowed to ask whatever he wanted, why didn't he just ask to stop the Churban entirely? So the Gemara says, no, that's not reasonable, because he knew the Romans weren't going to do that. So he's like, he has to ask for a normal request. If he asks for something crazy, so then the Romans are not going to give him anything. So he's like, I have to ask for something that's within the realm of possibility. Then the Gemara says, Asavasa de Messiah Lila Rabbi Tzadok Mai. What was the story with the doctor Rabbi Tzadok? So Yomakama Ashkiyua Maya de Pare, Lamachar Maya de Sipuka, Lamachar Maya de Kimcha, Adiravach Mei Porta Porta. So again, every day they give him some other kind of a liquid. So the first day they gave him coarse bran water, and the next day they gave him, you know, with regular bran water, and then the third day they gave him, they gave him water with regular flour, and then slowly his stomach started to expand. So the Gemara says, "Azal Shadre Letitus V'Amar Ei Elohimo Tzurcha Sayuvo Zetitus Harasha Shechire V'Gidev Klapei Malus." The famous story of Titus Harasha, right? Titus basically was a Mechariv U'Megadev. He blasphemed Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "Ei Elohimo Tzurcha Sayuvo, where is your God?" So Mel, so what did he do? The famous story: Hafa Zona B'Yadu V'Nichnas L'Viskachi Hakadoshim V'Hitziyah Sefer Torah V'Avar Ale Avira V'Natal Sayev V'Gidev Esa Paruches V'Nase Neisoy Adam V'Vatzbitz V'Yotze U'Chesover Horagas Atzmo Shenemar Shoagutzo Recha V'Ke. Care of Muadecha, Samu Oso, Sam Osos. Basically, he was Mezane on top of the Sefer Torah and the Kachi Kadashim, which, you know, pretty much the worst that he could possibly do on the planet. And then he stabbed the Parochas, and then blood came out, and it was a nace that he thought he killed the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, "Avachanan Omer Micha Mocha Chasin Ka Micha Mocha Chasin V'Kashesh Shatash Shomen Yitzol V'Gidufot Shal Oso Rasha." The show say, "Look how powerful a Kaddish Baruch Hu is, that he sees all of the blasphemy that's going on, all the crazy things that Titus is saying, and he still is silent. Hashem doesn't react to that." Rabbi Yishmael Tana Micha Mocha Ba'ilim Hashem Micha Mocha Ba'ilmim. Right? He says, "Look how amazing it is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Ba'ilmim. He's like an Ilim. He's like someone who's mute. Hashem remains silent even in the face of all the blasphemy of Titus." So Me'asa Notelas Haparuches Va'aso Kimin Gargusni. So Titus took the paruches. He made it into some kind of like a basket. Ve'hevi Kol Kelim Sheba Mikdash Ve'hinichan Ba'hen. He took all the kelim of the mikdash and put them in this basket. Ve'hushivan Besvina Leilech Lehishtabech Be'iro Shene'amar Uvchein Ra'isi Rishaim Kivurim Vavol. So Titus basically took all of the kelim from the Beis HaMikdash and he put them into the paroches, and then he took them all back to Rome to go on some kind of a victory, victory parade. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Koheles that we see v'chein rishaim kivurim. The Gemara says, don't read the word as kivurim, but rather kivusim. The rishaim gather up all the kalim of the mikdash, and the pasuk also says v'yishtabechu, that they forget, but rather as v'yishtabechu, that they praise themselves, they glorify themselves by the fact that they were victorious during the Churban. Then the Gemara says, Ika da amri kivurim mamish, da afiru mule de mitamran igal yolohom. The Gemara says, no, that maybe you could read the word as kivurim, because even things that were concealed in the mikdash ended up being revealed to Titus. Things that were long lost in the mikdash, Titus was somehow able to find miraculously. So the Gemara says, Amar alav nachshol shebayam letovo. So then all of a sudden, as Titus is on his way back to Rome, he's on the boat, so there's this big wave that's about to drown the boat. Amar, so Titus says, Kameduma ani shalokam shalilu in gvuras ol b'mayim. He starts taunting Hashem. He says, oh, look, their God, he's only good, he's only good with water. He can't do anything else. Right? For example, Ba paro tavu b'mayim. Ba sistra tavu b'mayim. Look, he drowned Paro, he drowned Sisera, so fine. So he's good with water. He wants to do the same shtick with me. So the Gemara, so he says, in Giborhu, Yalali Abashav Yasin Muhammad, if he's really a powerful God, let him bring me out onto dry land and we'll fight it out there. So Yotzta Baskov Amrlo, Russia ben Benoshal Isav Russia. Briakala Yeshli Beolami Vyatush Shema. Amaikarila Briakala, the Ma'alna Isla, Umapkana Laisla. So Hashem says, I have this tiny little creature. It's a mosquito. Why is it called a Briakala? Because it's only able to eat, but it's not able to excrete anything that it eats. So the Gemara says, Allah Yabasha, So Hashem says, come up onto dry land and we'll fight. So this mosquito gets in through Titus's nose and starts, pecking away at his brain for 7 years. He passes by the blacksmith's house. So he hears the sound of the hammer. So Ishtik, now all of a sudden the mosquito stops buzzing. I finally found a way to stop the buzzing. So call Yoma Maisunafa Umahu Kame Linakri Yohavli Albazuze, the Israel Amale Mistak, the Kahazas Bisanach. So basically he would hire a blacksmith to come every day just to work next to him. So this way the banging would get louder and louder. If it was a non-Jew, they would pay him 400 zuz, and if it was a Jew, they wouldn't pay him anything. They would say, it's good enough that you're seeing your enemy suffering right now. So the Gemara says, Atlas in Yomin Avarachi, so this worked for 30 days. Bikanvilah came in the Dutch. After 3 days, the mosquito got used to the noise, so then all of a sudden he started buzzing again. Tanyam Rabbi Pinchas ben Aruva, Ani Hayisi ben Gdoli Romi, Uchashames Patsu es Mocho, Umatsubo Kitsipor Dror Mishkal Shnei Slayim. So after he died, they did some kind of an autopsy, they cracked open his brain, and they found that the mosquito was the size of this free range bird that weighed the size of 2 sela. It was this gigantic mosquito, the Masnitha Tana, Kigozo ben Shana Mishkal Shnei Litrin. Okay, so the Bryce says it was the size of a 1 year old bird, and it weighed 2 litra. Amar Abai Naktinan Piv Shon. So we have a tradition that the mosquito had a mouth like of copper, and the nails were of iron, were of metal. Kihava kamayis amarle amarlu liklua lehalu gavra velivadri likdeme ashev yame delolishkeche alaka diyudai velokme bedina. So Titus is still involved in his kfira even as he's about to die, and he says, "Do me a favor. After I die, take my ashes and scatter them throughout the 7 seas. So this way, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't find me and bring me to din." Which, the fact that he's even being messiachist to this, he's saying Hashem will judge me, but only if he can find me. It's a little bit of like a crazy thing. Either way, the Gemara has a famous story. Uncleus bar Clonicus bar Achdi de Titus have a boy Igayure. Uncleus, the famous Targum Uncleus, he was the nephew of Titus, right? He was Titus's nephew. He wanted to convert to Judaism. Also, so Titus is now long dead, he's long gone. He raises Titus back from the dead using sorcery, using witchcraft. He asks Titus, who is Chashiv in Olam Haba? So Amar Le Yisrael, the Jewish people are. So Ma'ul Idabuke, who says, basically he's like, what's the deal? Should I become Jewish? So Amar Lehu, he says, nah, milayu nefishin v'lo matzis l'kayumin. He says, it's not worth your trouble. They have too many mitzvos, they have too many halachos, you're never going to be able to do all of it. You just, stay the way you are. And in fact, he says, zili gare behu b'hahu alma v'havis risha. V'chsev ha'yutzarel l'rosh kol ha'metzer l'yisrael na'aser rosh. He says, in fact, if anything, do the opposite. Go and fight them. Why should you fight them? Because the Gemara says that kol ha'metzer l'yisrael na'aser rosh. This is the pasuk in the beginning of Eichel that we read last night. Ha'yutzarel l'rosh. Your enemies will be at the head. So when Olam Hazeh, whoever fights the Jewish people are considered the head. So, basically he said to him, live it up in Olam Hazeh, and whatever, you'll deal with the consequences when you get to Olam Haba. So Amar Lei, so Uncle says back to his uncle, he says, Dine Dahu Gavramai, what's going on with you in Olam Haba? What's your onesh? Amar le, b'may depasik anafshe, kol yom ha-mechanshe le, l'kitme v'dayne le, v'kolu le, u'mevadru ha-shev yameh. So he said basically that Hashem undermined my whole plan. My whole plan was to scatter my ashes all over the world and Hashem will never find me. So you know what Hashem does? Every day, he gathers my ashes, he judges me in Gehenna, and then he scatters me over the world again. So he was suffering a lot. Then the Gemara says, okay, so Unkelus took took notes from his uncle. Then Azal asks Bilam Binagidim. Then he goes and brings back Bilam with sorcery. Amar le man chashev behu am. He asks him the same kasha. Who is chashev in olam haba? Amar le Yisrael ma'ul ida bukebu. What's the deal? You know. Basically, should I become Jewish? Amar le no. Lo sidro shlomam v'tova sam kol hayam. It's a paraphrase in the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze where the Torah talks about not getting too chummy with Ammon and Moab and Mitzrayim or whatever. So here Bilam is using it in almost in the opposite. He's saying don't become too attached to them because you know bad things are going to happen if you're not very meticulous and you're not acting properly. He asked Bilam, what's your onesh in Olam Haba? As we know, Bilam tried to get Bnei Yisrael to be Mizan. In fact, he was successful in that. We know from the end of Parshas Balak and the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. So his onesh was that he was punished b'shichva zerosachas with boiling shichva zer. Also, ask b'negidah l'poshe Yisrael. There's some question about what the about the censorship of this last part of the Gemara's last story. The simple pshat before all the censors is that the last person that Uncle is brought back to life to ask was Yeshu, Jesus. He was asking him. Any Gemara that talks about Yeshu is always censored. So you'll find very vague references to him in these Gemaras, and you know we'll say what it says. But you know that's probably who's being referred to when it says Laposhe Yisrael. Amar le man chashiv behu amas. So he asked Yeshu, who is chashiv in olam haba? Amar le again. Yisrael, so what's the deal? Should I become Jewish? Amar le, tovasam drosh, ra'asam lo sidrosh, kol hanogea bohen kilu nogea b'bavasena. So Yeshu said to Uncleus, he says the only way that it's going to be good for you to become Jewish is if you handle it correctly, meaning to say that if you do well by them, if you don't harm them, because the Gemara says that anyone who attacks, who harms Bnei Yisrael, it's like you're putting your finger in your eye. In other words, you're almost hurting yourself essentially. Amar le dina dehu gavra b'mai. What's your onesh in olam haba? Amar le b'tzora rosachas. The Amar Mar kol hamalag al divrei chachamim nidon b'tzora rosachas. He says he's being punished with burning feces because the Gemara says anyone who mocks the words of the chachamim, which is if you know anything about history, is essentially what Christianity devolved into from Judaism, because it's basically an offshoot of Judaism. So basically he said anyone who mocks the words of the Chachamim are going to be judged with Tzora Rosacha. So the Gemara comments, Tochazi ma bein poshe Yisrael v'nevi'ei umos ha'olam ov de avodah zarah. He says, look at the difference, look at the distinction between the poshe Yisrael and the nevi'ei umos ha'olam ov de avodah zarah. In other words, what the Gemara is basically saying here is the Gemara is contrasting Bilam. Right? Bilam was a Navi, he was like the head of his game. He was like the you know the most chashuv person in the umos ha'olam, and he's being judged in an even worse way than someone who's called the poshe Yisrael of Bnei Yisrael. So even though Yeshu started his own religion and completely went off, but his onesh was still considered less severe than that of Bilam. And the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar bo re'ei kama gedola kocha shel busha. Look how powerful the koach of busha is. Shehari siyeya hakadosh baruch hu es bar kamta vehechriv es beso v'sara because Bar Kamta was embarrassed at this party, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set all these things into motion where he essentially made it that the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed because of those actions. Okay. Fine. So that's the story of that's the long and short of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Moving on to the second story. Atarnagol of Atarnagol to Charev Turmalka. So we said that because of the story of the chicken and the rooster, so the city of Turmalka or Har HaMelech was destroyed. Tahavu Nehige ki Havu Mapki Chasana Vechalasa Mapki Kamel Tarnagol of Atarnagol. The Klomar Pru Revu ki Tarnagol. So basically, the minute at weddings was they would bring out a chicken and a rooster because it was a simon of Pru Revu. Why Dafka, chicken and a rooster? The Marsha says because in Parshas Bereishis the Torah only uses the terms Pru Revu by birds. Birds, people, and fish, but not by regular animals. That's why the Dafka brought out, chickens and roosters. So one day the Roman troops were passing through, and they decided for some reason to take away the chicken and the rooster. I don't exactly know why. Naflu alayim mechonahu. So what happened? The Jews got very upset. How could you, undermine our traditions? And they started attacking them and fighting the Romans. So also Amar the Caesar, Mardu b'chal Yudai. They told the Caesar, the Jews are rebelling against you. Asa alayu. So he starts and attacks them. Havu behu hahu bar daroma to have a kafitz mila the kotel behu. So there was this guy named Bar Daroma who apparently could jump very high. He used to be able to kill tons of Romans at once and just like jump away and no one could catch him. He was just like slaughtering Romans left and right, and no one could catch up to him. So the Gemara says shakle kisar le tagayva osvei aras. So the Caesar took his crown, put it on the ground. Amr, he said, Ribo He said, you know, please don't give my whole malchus over to one guy. He was basically saying it's going to be a busha if the entire Roman empire crumbles because of this one guy, Bar Daroma. So the Gemara says, actually, Pumil Bar Daroma. Bar Daroma ended up doing himself in. He ended up, you know, causing his own downfall. The Gemara says, the Amar, he said, he quoted the pasuk, Halo atah Elokim zeh nachtanu velo seitzeh Elokim betzivoseinu. Look, you Hashem, you know, you're not helping us. You've forgotten about us. The fact that Bar Daroma expressed his doubts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ultimately led to his undoing. So before the Gemara addresses how he died, the Gemara says, what do you mean? David Nami Amar Haki. David quoted this pasuk in Tehillim. Why was David not held accountable for saying the same thing that Bar Daroma, you know, said? The Gemara says, no, David is smuy kamisama. Because when David was saying that pasuk, he was saying it rhetorically. He was saying, what do you mean? Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't forgotten about us. And the Marsha points out that you can't just say that stam, that, oh, David, in other words, when David was saying it was rhetorical, but when Bar Daroma was saying it was a statement. He says, if you look in the large and the broader context of the Perek in Tehillim, the pasuk appears, it's clear from the context that David is talking about, putting his faith in Hashem. So obvious, it's obvious based on context that clearly that David was saying it rhetorically. The Gemara says, Olav Esakise, so Bar Daroma goes to the bathroom. Asa Darkona Shamti Lecharkeshe. So the snake comes and basically, you know, kills him. He basically, you know, eviscerates him. And Nachnashin, he dies. Omar, so the Caesar said, Olav Esrachish Linisa Hazimna Ishvikinu Shavkinu. So what happened was, he said, listen, Hashem, did a miracle for me, and he killed Bar Daroma because he was causing me all this pain, you know, he was antagonizing me so much. So, you know what? I'm going to spare the rest of the Jews, because, I'm so happy that Bar Daroma is dead, I'm just going to leave everyone else alone. So he started to leave. What happened? So the Gemara says, Shavkinu va'azal is dakur va'achlu v'shasu va'adliku shragaya de'eschaze b'yona v'gushpanka b'richuk miwa. So the problem was is that the Jews started partying a little bit because, oh, look, he's gone, he's leaving us, we're all good. So they start to jump around and they start to eat and drink and they light all these candles to the point that you could even see the imprint on a coin from a few miles away. So Amr, he said, Michta kachadu bi Yehudai hadarasu alai. So then he realized that the Jews were making fun of him or they were rejoicing at the fact that he was leaving. So he's like, that's it, I'm going back. And he went back and he attacked all the Jews. Amr Rabbi Asi, Tlas mea alfe shlife saifa ailu litur malka v'kot luba tlasa yome tlasa le levasa uvahach gisa hilu levechim gev lohavu yade hane vahane. So on one side of the city of Tur Malka, of Haramelech, there were 300,000 officers with swords going and killing people. And on the other side, there was weddings and festivities going on, and no one had any idea what was going on the other side because it was such a large city. The Gemara now quotes a pasuk from Eicha, Bila Hashem velo chamal is kol naos Yaakov, that Hashem has swallowed up and has not had any pity on all of the inhabitants or the people living in the areas of Yaakov. Ki also Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Shishim Ribo Ayaros Shehayu lo Liyane Hamelech Bahar Hamelech. These were the 600,000 cities that Yane had in Har Hamelech. To Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Hasi, Shishim Ribo Ayaros Hayu lo Liyane Hamelech Bahar Hamelech. V'chol Achas V'Achas Hayu Ba Ki Yotze Mitzrayim Chutz Mishalosh Shehayu Bahen Kiflayim Ki Yotze Mitzrayim. So all the cities had the amount of people that left Mitzrayim, 600,000. Three of them had twice that number, had 1.2 million people. And what were those three cities? Elohim, Kfar Bish, Kfar Shechalayim, and Kfar Decharia. So why were they called those names? Kfar Bish, to Lo Yahve Besalus. The word Bish in Aramaic means bad or evil, from the word Ra. So because those people would never open their home to guests. Kfar Shechalayim, Shosa Parnasasa, and Min Shechalayim. The people in Kfar Shechalayim made their Parnasa from selling Shechalayim. Shechalayim is a kind of an herb called cress. That's what they used to sell. And then Kfar Decharia, Rabbi Yochanan, Shayu Nishosei, and Yodos, Zecharim, Pilav, Yodos, Nekeva, Ba'acharon, Ufoskos. They used to give birth in this third city called Kfar Decharia. They used to give birth to a boy and then a girl, and then they would stop having kids. So the word Decharia in Aramaic comes from the word Zachar. That's what it was called, the city of boys. Amar Ula Lididi Chaziliha, who asked her, I saw that city. Va'afidu Shitin Revivasa Kanilo Machzik. It was so small, they couldn't even hold 600,000 reeds, let alone 600,000 people. So Amar Leha, who Tzeduki, the Rabbi Chanina, Shakuri Meshakrisu. So this Tzeduki says to Rabbi Chanina, you guys are lying. You're, exaggerating the size of your cities. Amar Leha, so Rabbi Chanina said, no, it's not true. Eretz Tziksiv. He said to him that just as the skin of a deer, the hides of a deer, are considered to be something which after you kill a deer, so if you skin it, the skin is much smaller than the deer, but somehow when the deer is alive, the skin is able to fit on the entire body, obviously. So to Eretz Yisrael, people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, so it's considered, it somehow the land expands, kind of like in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, where in the Kodesh Kodashim, where everything expands, where people are able to fit. The Gemara continues. Rav Manumi bar Chilkiyav, Rav Chilkiyav bar Tuviyav, Rav Huna bar Chia, Havu Yase Gavi Hadadi. So they were all sitting next to each other. Amr they said, Yikud Shmiel Le Mosa Mikfar Schania Shom Mitzrayim Lema. If anyone ever heard about anything regarding the city of Schania in Mitzrayim, you should say something about it. So Pasachar Minai of Amr. So one of them gets up and says, Maiseh Ba'aris Va'arusoso Shemishbu Levein Ha'ob De Kochavim. There was a couple that was engaged and they were taken in captivity by the Gayim. Vihisiyum Zelazah. And then eventually they got married. So Amrullah, so she said to the husband, I'm begging of you, Al Tigabi, don't touch me and don't have relations with me. Because I don't have a ksuba from you. And they never touched, never had relations until they died. And when he died, they said about him, in other words, when he died, the husband died, the wife said, you should give him a hespi because he conquered his Yitzhara more than Yosef did. Yosef had to overcome his Yitzhara for Ishus Potiphar once. This guy had to overcome his Yitzhara every single day. Also, they slept in the same bed together, and they still couldn't be together. This was also his wife, so he had to overcome all these problems. So one time, the price of food, it was 40 modios, which is a certain measurement for a dinar. Nechzer hashar modia achas, and then the rate dropped by one. So now, one cost 39 dinar instead of 40. Ubadku matzu avu b'no shabal al narim aras al yom kippurim, vehivyu lebezdin uskolom b'chazer hashar al mekomom. They realized the reason why that happened is because there was a father and a son who were bo al narim aras al yom kippur, and as a result, the price went down, and therefore, because of that, they basically, after they brought them to the base of skill and killed them, the price went back up. And then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Pasach idach ba'amar." You know, actually, let's pause here. One second, it's almost katzos. So the Gemara continues. Pasach idach ba'amar. Then the third Amora gets up and says, "Ma'aseh ba'adam echad shenasan enav be'ishto legarsha." There's a guy who wanted to divorce his wife. But the problem was her ksuba was very expensive. He promised her a lot of money, so he didn't want to dish out all that money. So Mel, so what did he do? Holach v'zimin eshushvim. He invited his friends over. Ve'achilon ve'hishkan shikron ve'hishkivan al mita achas. He got them a little bit drunk, and they had a big party, and they were all sleeping in the same bed. Ve'hevi lov and beitza. So he brings out an egg white. Ve'hitil be'nayan, and he puts it between them. Ve'hemid lohan edim, and he brings Edim, Ubal Lebezdin, and they come to Bezdin claiming that the wife was Mizana with one of the friends. Now, because theoretically, the semen and egg whites are supposed to look the same. So the Gemara says, Hayasham Zakin Achami Tamidah Shammai Azakin, Ubava ben Butishma. There was a Talmud, Bava ben Buta, one of the Talmudim of Shammai Azakin, who was there. Amar Lani said, Kach Mikublani Mishammai Azakin. I have a tradition from Shammai Azakin. Loven Beitza Soled Minor, the Sheikh Vazer Docha Minor. He says that the appearance of a semen versus an egg white is different because an egg white, when you put it next to heat, is supposed to get stronger, and whereas the semen is supposed to get weaker or whatever. So the Gemara says, "Barku matzu kibar." So they did a test, and the Taka realized it was actually just an egg white. So what happened? Veivu lebezdin vehilku vehigvu ksubasam imenu. So they brought the guy to bezdin, they gave him malchus, and then they made him pay the ksuba anyway. If these guys, and again, not the stories that we were just quoting now, but if the guys in all these cities were such big tzaddikim, how come they were punished so much? Because they were not misabel on Yerushalayim, as you know from the Gemara at the end of Masechet Tainis. If you're not misabel on Yerushalayim, then the Gemara says you won't be zocha v'ro b'nechmasa. Now the Gemara addresses the third story we mentioned in the beginning. Ashka derispak chariv beitar, because of the wall or the shaft of a chariot, the city of Beitar was destroyed. Tahavu nehigi ki have a misilid yenuka shasli arza yenuksa shasli turisa v'chi have a minseve kaitzeluhu v'avdu ganana. So what happened was basically is that when a baby boy was born, they used to plant the cedar tree. When a baby girl was born, they used to plant a cypress tree. And then when the kids got married and they got older, they would cut the two trees down and make it into a canopy for them as their chuppah house. So Yomachad have a kachalfa brate de Caesar. So the daughter of the Caesar was riding by one day. It bar saka de risbach. So one of the walls of her chariot broke. Katzu arza va'ailula. So her people went out of the chariot and cut down a tree to rebuild the wall. So asu nafal alayu mechoneh. So the Jews said, "What are you doing? Those are our trees," and they started attacking them. So asu amrli the Caesar mardukha yudai asalai. So again, as we've seen already a million times, they told the Caesar, "The Jews are rebelling against you," and they came back and the Caesar started attacking. The pasuk in Eicha says, "Gadah b'chariyaf kol keren Yisrael." Right? The pasuk says that Hashem expressed his anger and was furious at the prestigious people of Klal Yisrael. Amrab Zera, Amrab Yavo, Amrab Yochanan. Eilu shmonim elef karni lachama shenichnasu lekrach beitar b'shah shalach duha v'horguba anashim v'nashim b'taf ad shehalach daman v'nafal liyam hagadol. These referred to the 800,000 officers who came into the city of Beitar, killing men, women, and children, to the point that there was blood flowing into the Mediterranean. Shema Tomar Krova Hisa, maybe you'll think, oh, it's close to the river, so it's not that many people. No, it's not true. Rechoka Hisa Mil, the city of Beitar was a mil away. It was over, three quarters of a mile, whatever it is, away from the Mediterranean. The blood was able to flow that far because they killed so many people. The Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer Shnei Nechalim Yesh Mevikas Yadayim. Echad Moshech Ilach Ve'echad Moshech Ilach. There were two rivers in the valley of Yadayim that flow in opposite directions. V'shiyaru Chacham Shnei Chalokim Mayim Be'echadam. And the Chacham said that that those rivers after this massacre of Beitar became two parts water and one part blood. V'masnisa Tana Sheva Shanim Batsru Ovdei Kochavim Es Karmen Midaman Shal Yisrael Below Zevel. There's so much blood after the massacre that the non-Jews were able to fertilize their vineyards using Jewish blood for 7 years. They didn't need to use any fertilizer. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barav and Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha Sachli Zakein Echad Me'anchei Yerushalayim Bevika Zo Harag Nevu Zerad and Rav Tabachim Masayim Ve'achases Re Ribo Uvi Yerushalayim Harag Tishim Ba'arba Ribo Al Evan Achas At Sheholach Daman V'Naga B'Damo Shal Zechari L'Kayim Hashenemar V'Damim B'Damim Nago. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha found this elderly person one time, one of the Anchei Yerushalayim. He said, in this valley right over here, Nevu Zeradan, who was the general for Nebuchadnezzar's army, he killed 2,110,000 people in this valley, and in this one rock in Yerushalayim, he killed 940,000 people, and the blood flowed all the way until it touched the blood of Zechariah Hanavi to fulfill the pasuk that says, V'damim b'damim nago. The pasuk in Hoshea says, blood will touch other blood. So Nebuchadnezzar sees the blood of Zechariah bubbling. We reference this in the Kino, so Kino Lama Dalet about this. Omar, my high, what's going on with the blood? Omar, Damsvachim Dishtapuch. He said, no, that's just blood from a carbon that was spilled out. So I see dami v'loi damu. So he brings animal blood, he compares it, and it's not the same. Amar lui amrisu li mutav. If you tell me what's going on, then fine, the ilah. But if you don't tell me what's going on, masurikna li v'sreichu b'masurikin the farzai. I'm going to rake your skin off with iron combs. Very reminiscent of the Asara Haruge Malachas with Rabbi Akiva. Amar lei my name alecha. What should we tell you? Neviya havaban tahava kamuchachlam b'mili d'shmaya kamina ni love v'katina lei. As is very as the Jews do often. Some guy gets up, gives them musr. They don't like it, so they kill him. That's what happened with Chur, right? And then the Parshas Mishalach, he gives them Musar, and Bnei Israel, doesn't like it. And all these years, the blood's been bubbling on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to appease his blood. So I see Sanhedrin Gedolah and Sanhedrin Ketana, Kata Li Lavev and Lonach. He brings all the members of the Sanhedrin Agadol and the smaller Sanhedrins, he kills all them, the blood's still bubbling. Bachurim Mufsulos, Kata Li Lavev and Lonach. He kills the young men and women, the blood's still bubbling. I see Tinokul Shavis Rabban, Kata Li Lavev and Lonach. He brings the young school children and kills them, the blood's still bubbling. Amar Lei, Zechariah, Tovim Shebani Vatim, Michal Chadav Dinu L'Chulu. So he says, what? He says, I've already killed, so many people. He says, what? You want me to just kill everyone? So the Gemara says, Kid Amar Lei Haki, when he said that, Nach, the blood stopped bubbling. But he Shaita, at that moment, hear her tshuva, that the Nevuzaradan had thoughts of tshuva. Amar, he said, Umaim al Nefesh Achas Kach, Hahu Gavr de Kota Kolhani Nishmasa al Achas Kam Vachama. Look how many people had to get killed because of Zechariah, because of this one guy. I killed millions of people, as we already saw just in the two instances before. He killed 2,110,000 people in one valley and 940,000 people in Yerushalayim. He killed millions and millions of people. He says, Kal v'chomer, I need to get tshuva. So Arak Azal Shadar Partasa Bevesei V'igayir. He sent a shtar back to Rome detailing what should happen to all of his possessions, and then he converted. Tana, Naaman Ger Toshavaya, Nevuzaradan Ger Tzedekah. In contrast to Naaman, Naaman was one of the officers of Aram in Sefer Malachim. Naaman became what's called a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav means that he's not Jewish, but he basically agrees to observe the Shemitz B'nei Noach and live in Eretz Yisrael. If he violates one of the Shemitz B'nei Noach, he will be Chayiv Misa. In contrast, a Ger Tzedek is Mamish a Jew. A Ger Tzedek is what we call a Ger, a convert. So Nevuzaradan became a real Ger. And famously, the Gemara says, Mivnei Banav Shal Haman Lamdu Torah Bivnei Brak. The descendants of Haman, they learned Torah and taught Torah in Bnei Brak. Mivnei Banav Shal Sistra Lamdu Tinokos B'Yerushalayim. Sistra's descendants taught Torah in Yerushalayim. Mivnei Banav Shal Sancheirav Lamdu Torah B'Rabim. And the descendants of Sancheirav taught Torah publicly. Man, who were they? Shmaya Vatalion. Hainu dechsiv nasati es damal tzachiach sela levilti hikasos. Hashem says that I'm not going to conceal the blood. I'm going to spread their name out. The pasuk says Hakol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Idei Esav. Hakol Ze Adrianus Kesar Shaharg Balexandria Shal Mitzrayim Shishim Ribo Al Shishim Ribo Kiflayim Kiyotim Mitzrayim. So when the pasuk says Hakol Kol Yaakov, that's a reference to Adrianus Kesar, to Hadrian. Hadrian killed 1.2 million Jews in Alexandria in Egypt. And then the Gemara says, Kol Yaakov, Ze Aspasianus Kesar Shaharg Bekrach Beitar Arba Meos Ribo Va'amrila Arbas Alpayim Ribo. That's Vespasian, who killed either 40,000 or 400,000 in Beitar. Mitar, Fahayodaim De Isav, Zo Malchus Harishasha, Harivas, Batinu Visarfa, Sehalinu Higlisanum Artin. That's a reference to Rome in general, that Rome destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and basically exiled us from our land. Davar Akhir Akol Kol Yaakov Eilecha Tefillah Shemo Elas She'in B'Mizaro Shel Yaakov. The only tefillos that are effective come from the Jewish people. V'Hayodayim De Esav Eilecha Milchama Shenotzachas She'in B'Mizaro Shel Esav. So the only wars that are successful come from the descendants of Esav. Gemara says V'Hainu Damar Rabbi Elazar B'Shol Lashon Teichavei B'Chir Churei Lashon Teichavei. Only when something is concealed, when something comes from the descendants of Yaakov, something where you know people who were attacked, who were harmed, that's when their tefillah is going to be successful. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Mai Dichsev Al Naharos Bavel Shem Yashanu Gam Bachinu Bezachrinu Estil. The famous pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Zayin. What does the pasuk mean when it says that we were sitting by the rivers of Bavel, we were crying when we remembered Tzion? Malamit Sheharo Hakadosh Baruch Hu David Churban Bayis Rishon VeChurban Bayis Sheni. Hashem showed David the Churban of the two Bate Mikdash. Churban Bayis Rishon Shenamar Al Naharos Bavel Shem Yashanu Gam Bachinu Bayis Sheni Dichsev Zechor Hashem Livnei Adom Esiom Yerushalayim HaOmerim Aru Aru Ad Hayisod Ba. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed him the utter complete destruction of the two Bate Mikdash. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Vitema, Rabbi Ami, Va'amrila B'masnis Tana, Ma'ise B'dalid Me'os Yiladim Yilado Shenishbu LeKalon. Famous story of the 400 boys and girls who were taken in captivity. They were going to be taken to a prostitution ring. Hirgishu Ba'atman L'mayim Espachim. They realized what was going on with them. Amru, they said, Im Anu Tovin Bayam Anu Boin L'Chayel Olam Haba. If we jump off and we kill ourselves, we will go to Olam Haba. Darash Lehen Agadash. So the greatest child amongst them said, Amar Hashem Mi Bashan Ashiv Ashiv Mi Mitzulos Yam Mi Bashan Ashiv Mi Bein Shinei Aryeh Ashiv Mi Mitzulos Yam. So he realized, based on this pasuk in Tehillim, he says that if we jump into the waters, if we drown ourselves to spare us from being taken into captivity to do these terrible averos, we are going to be zochet to olam haba. Kevin sheshamu yilados kach. When the girls heard this, kavtzu kulam v'naflu sochem. They all jumped in. Nasu yilodim kal v'chomer ba'atzman. The boys made a kal v'chomer. They said v'amru mahalalu shadarkan lechach kach. The girls, so at least for them, it's even though it's still considered a toiva, but at least it's normal for them to have religions. Anu shein darkinu lechach alachas kal v'chomer. The boys are going to be used for homosexuality, so they jumped in. So the Gemara says, Avhim kav to the Sochayam, they jumped in also. Va'alim ha-kasuvomer, ki alecha haragnu kol ayom, nechshavnu kitzon tivcha. We've been killed all day, and we're considered like sheep to the slaughter. This Gemara, by the way, has a lot of ramifications to halacha regarding the whole sugya about suicide. Are there ever heterim to kill yourself? This Gemara sounds like not only they're heterim, it sounds like this is a case where you go to Olam Haba when you kill yourself. So the post can talk about this, about a person's going to be doing an avera, if a person's going to be tortured. So that's a whole sugya by Shaul, and Shaul and Yehonasan killed themselves in war. The post can talk about why that was okay. Fine. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Amar Zo Isha V'Shiva Banah. Famous story about the woman and her seven children, right? So the Gemara says, Asua Kamal Lekame Dekei. So they brought her in front of the Caesar. Amar Lu Plach La'Avodas Kachon. Bow down to this idol. Amar Lu, no, I can't. Kasu Batara Nochi Hashem Alokecha. I can't get back to the idol. So Abku V'Katlu Vais. So fine. So the Caesar killed the first kid. V'Asu Li'idach Lekame Dekei. And then they brought the second kid. Amar Lu Plach La'Avodas Kachon. Bow down to the idol. Amar Lu, no, I can't do that. Kasu Batara Lo Yelach Alehem Achir Malpanai. I can't have other gods. So again, Abku V'Katlu. He killed the second kid. Asu Li'idach. He brought the next one. I'm really plach levodos kuchavim. I'm really no. I can't do that. Kasev b'Torah. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, Zoveach lo Elohim yacharam. It says if you bow down to an idol, you're going to be destroyed. So again, Avkuv v'Kadu. He killed him too. Asu liyidach. He brings the next kid. I'm really plach levodos kuchavim. I'm really no. Kasev b'Torah lo seshtachav elelachir. You can't bow to other gods. So Avkuv v'Kadu. He kills the fourth kid. Asu liyidach. He brings the fifth one. I'm really plach levodos kuchavim. I'm really no. Kasev b'Torah Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I can only believe in one God. So Avkuv v'Kadu. He kills him too. Asu liyidach. Brings the sixth kid. I'm really plach levodos kuchavim. I'm really no. Kasev b'Torah yodato ayom v'hashiv losel levachak. Hashem who Elokim Hashemayim Ma'avalos Mitachasino. Right in today's Kriyas HaTorah and from Parshas Vayeschana, right? We say that you know that Hashem is the only God. So Abkuv v'Kadu, he kills him. Asiu Lidach brings up the last kid. Amar Li Plach Lavodos Kuchav Amar Luno. Kasev b'Torah as Hashem Hamarta VaHashem Hamircha Hayom. Right? Kfar Nishbanu LaHakodesh Baruch Hu She'in Anu Mavirno So Be'El Acher VaAfhu Nishbalanu She'in Mavirno So Nebu Ma'Acheres. Hashem promised that He's not going to switch us with another nation, and we promised that we're not going to switch Him with another God. Amar Li Kesar. Okay, fine. So at this point, the Caesar was having pity because he already killed six out of the seven kids. So he said, you know what? I'm going to try to spare this last kid's life. So what did he do? So he said, Ishti lecha gushpanka v'gachet v'shakli. I'm going to throw my ring that has some image on it on the floor, and you can just bend down and pick it up for me. So kihechi delim rukabel hamarimaki. People think that you were makabel my authority. So I'm really no chavala lecha kesar chavala lecha kesar al kvod atzmich lakacha kvod hakodesh baruch olach is kamel v'chama. You think you care so much about your own kavod? Imagine how much I care about the kavod of hakodesh baruch. So abkul lemekli. So the Caesar was going to take him out to kill him. So his mother said to her child, said to the Caesar, Yohavuni Ali the Inshikepurta, let me hold my son and kiss him before you kill him. Amrle Banai, Lechuva Amrle Avram Avichem, Ata Kata Mizbeach Echad, Vania Kati Shiva Mizbechos. So she says, you know, go and tell Avraham, you know, you think you had a bad where you almost sacrificed one of your kids. I gave up my 7 kids for this. Afiyoso Lagag Vinaflo Vamesa. She went on the roof and she killed herself too. She fell off the roof and died. Yotza Basko Vamraim Habanim Smecha. The famous pasuk from Tehillim. Again, this is another question. You know, here, this is obviously a case of great psychological distress. This woman didn't seem to be in any apparent danger. It didn't seem like the Caesar was going to kill her. It sounded like he was out to kill the kids. But she ended up, obviously, you know, the stress of losing your 7 kids in the span of, you know, 10 minutes is obviously something that she could not bear anymore. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Amar Zomila Shenina Bishmini. He says that's a reference to Bris Mila, that the pasuk of the Yemaban Smecha. Shimon ben Lakish Amar Ilu Tamini Chacham Mishemari Hilchos Shchita Ba'atzma. The Amar Rava Komili Lechse Inish Benashe Bar Mishchita V'Davar Acher. Tamini Chachamim are Moser Nefesh to demonstrate Hilchos Shchita on themselves. They even injure themselves to show how Hilchos Shchita works. And the Gemara says that the only two, that, you know, Rava says that, you know, that a person can pretty much demonstrate any halacha in the world except for Shchita because it's dangerous. And Davar Acher is a reference to the act of, you know, to the act of Arayos. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Ilu Tamini Chachamim Shememisen Atzma. A famous word of the Gemara appears at the end of Masechet Brachos. It also appears in Masechet Shabbos, where the Gemara says that a person has to kill themselves over learning Torah. Kid Rav Shom Ben Lakish, Rav Shom Ben Lakish, in Divrei Torah, Miskayim Elam, Mimisha, Mimis Atzma, Oleam, Shenemar, Zos HaTorah, Adam, Kiyomas, Po'el, Amar Rabba, Bar Bachanim, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. So then the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, the Parshas Chukas, Zos HaTorah, Adam, Kiyomas, Po'el, that a person has to literally give up their lives, has to literally kill themselves in order to learn Torah. This is, of course, the famous idea of a Melus Pator, which we learn from the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai. Fine. Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Bar Bachanim, Rabbi Yochanan, Arbaim, Sa'ak, Tutsay, Tfilin, Nimtzu, Barashi, Harugi, Beta. There were 40 Sa'ah of Tfilin that were found in the heads of the people of Beta who were killed. Rabbi Yane, Rabbi Yishmael, Amar, Shalosh Kupo, Shal Arbaim, Sa'ah. There was 3 baskets of 40 Sa'ah. Bimasnisa Tana, Arbaim, Kupo, Shal Shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. Maybe it was 40 baskets of 3 Sa'ah. Filo Plige, Hadaresha, Hadadara. And one Bryce that was talking about the Tfilin Shal Yan, we'll talk about Tfilin Shalosh. Amar, Rabbi Asi, Arba, Kabin, Moach, Nimtzu, Alevin, Achas. There were four Kav of brains that were found on one rock in Betar. Ula, Amar, it was Tisha's Kabin, it was 9 Kav. Amar of Kahana Vitema Shila Bar Mari Mikra, what's the source? It says again in Tehillim, Bas Bavil Hashiduda Ashrisha Shalach, Ashrisha Yochis Venipitza Solalaikal Asar. It's smashing the heads of the babies against the rocks. That's an allusion to the brains that were found on the rocks in Beitar. The Pasuk says in Echa Bene Tzion Hayit Karim Hamasula Imbafaz, the children of Tzion, the precious children who are adorned with jewelry, with gold. My Masula Imbafaz, Ilema Dahavan Mechape Befiza, if it means that they're covered with this precious gems, it's not true. Va Amri Devir Rabbi Shila, Tarte Miskale Istere Pisa, The Gemara says in Kiddushin famously that there were 2 bars of these precious gems that came to the world. One went to Rome and everything, and the rest was scattered throughout the world. There's not even enough to cover, in other words, there's not even enough of these precious gems in the whole world to cover, to cover a person. So clearly it's not a reference to that. In other words, the Gemara says that they used to basically use these precious gems because of their beauty. In other words, they were referring to the attractiveness of the children. So the Gemara says, Meikara Chashiv Diramai Havunakte Bilyona Digushpanko Mishamshe Arsayu Bikan Veiloch Maisu Bnei Yisrael VaAsri Bechari Defurai Mishamshe. So it used to be that when the Romans would have relations, so they would tie this precious gems to look at during relations because it was beautiful, and then they would tie the Jewish children to their beds for the same purpose. Amr Lichad Lichavri Haheicha Ksiva. So one Jew asked another, where are these terrible onshim written about in the Torah? Amar Leg, it says in Parshas Kisavo, Gam Kol Choli V'Chol Makasher Lo Chasuv, Sefer HaTorah Hazos, even the things that are not written B'Feirush are going to happen to you too. Amar Kama Amar Chit Nimiduch Taplan, how far away was I from that section of the Torah before I got there? Amar Leg, In Gid Pushto V'Fagli, you were only a column and a half away from it. Amar Leg, he says, Imatay Legabai Lo Itzrichi Lucha, had I gotten there, had I just read another column and a half, I wouldn't have needed your answer. Amar Rabbi Hud Amar Shmuel Mishum Rav Mishum Ben Gamliel, My Dechsev Eini Ololo and Ashi Mikol Benosiri, Pasuk in Eicha. My eyes are tearing up from all the daughters of the city. Arba meos bati kinesios hayu bekrach Beitar. There were 400 shuls in Beitar. V'cholachas v'yachas hayu ba'arba meos melandi tinokos. There were 400 teachers. V'cholachad v'yachad hayu lefan of arba meos tinokos. So beis rabban, they each had 400 students. Oyiv nichnas l'sham, when the enemy came, when the Romans came in, hayu dokrin osu b'chotreyan, they stabbed everyone. V'cheshagavar oyiv l'chadum karchum b'sifrei v'hitisim ba'eshin, and they wrapped everyone in the cloth in the sifrei Torah and they burned them alive. Tana rabbanan ma'isa b'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Chananya shaholach l'krach gadol shabiromi. So you know, other words, there's this one child who's taken into captivity. He's very handsome. His hair is very nice. So Holach v'Amar al Pesach b'Yisrael, he goes to the prison. Amar, he quotes the pasuk Mina san lim shisa Yaakov Yisrael levozes, and he cites the first half of the pasuk from Yeshayahu. Who is gonna give Bnei Yisrael to the captors? So Ano, so the child responds, Amar Halo Hashem zuchatanu lo v'lo avu b'drachav haloch v'lo shamu b'torah sel. That's the conclusion of the pasuk, right? They know Hashem is the one who's punishing us for our sins. So Amar, he said, Muvtachni bo shemore horabi Yisrael. He says, I know this kid is going to become a big posek. Ha avod, I'm taking a shvua she'ein izaz mikana she'evdenu b'chol mamu she'poskin alav. I'm not going to leave here until I pay all the money in the world to redeem him. Amru lo zaz misham ad she'pedol b'mamu harbi. They redeemed him. V'lo hayu yom emuatad ad shehoro horabi Yisrael. He started giving psakim. Umanu Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. This was Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. By the way, this gemara also has a lot of ramifications of halacha. The famous sugya b'pidyon shvuyim that comes up also a little bit later in Ge'en about how much can you redeem for a captive, right? There's a famous story about the Marami Rumberg. Anyone heard that story before? The famous story of the Marami Rumberg, according to Yam Shal Shlomo, right? The Marami Rumberg was the Rebbe of the Rush and the Mordechai. He was taken a prisoner in the late 1200s in Germany, and basically they wanted some exorbitant amount of money to redeem him, and he said, absolutely not, you can't pay to get me out because it's going to set a precedent, people are going to do it again. So he basically said he can't do it, and he ended up dying in jail, and then someone ended up redeeming his body after he died. So again, this Gemara is also quoted in that sugya regarding Pidyon Shvuyim. Fine. Then the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Maisa Bibino Bibito Shal Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha Shenishbu L'Shnei Adonim. So basically the son and daughter of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha were taken into captivity by two separate masters. L'yamin Nizdav L'Shnei B'makom Echad. So they were each in separate places. So Zeh Omer Yesh Li'Avet She'in Kiyofia B'chol Olam. The Zeh Omer Yesh Li'Shivcha She'in B'chol Olam Kulo Kiyofia. So my servant is the most beautiful, my maid is the most beautiful. Amru Bo V'Nasiim Zelzev V'Necholik B'Vlado. So basically let them have relations and then we'll split the babies. So Hechnisum Lechader Zeh Yasha B'Keren Zavizeh V'Zo Yasha B'Keren Zavizeh Zeh Omer Ani Kohen Ben Kohanim Gedolim Esa Shivcha V'Zo Sumer Ani Kohenes Bas Kohanim Gedolim And Asli Le'Evet. So they basically said, how could I possibly marry, have relations with the other one? I come from a royal family. Uvachu Kolei, they cried the whole night. Kevan Shalom V'Rashachar Hikiru Zeh Zeh V'Nafu Zeh Zeh V'Gol B'Vchiyat Shiyatzin Shmasan. So again, they basically, once they realized that they were brother and sister, so they cried, they hugged each other, and then they ended up both dying. That's the pasuk in Echa, right? That Yirmiyahu lamented the fact that they were crying over this. Amar Reish Lakish Ma'aseh B'Isha Achas V'Tzofnas Bas Peniel Shema. That was her name. Tzofnas Shakol Tzofim Yofia. We call Tzofnas because everyone looked at her, stared at her beauty. Bas Peniel Bito Shel Kohen Gadol Sheshimish Lifnai V'Lifnim. So she was the daughter of the Kohen Gadol. So Shenis Alaba Shabai Kolai. She was raped the entire night by her captors. L'Macher Hilbisha Shiva Chalukim V'Hotzi L'Macher. The next day they put on seven cloaks on her, and they brought her out to sell in the marketplace. Ba'adam echad shayim mechur b'yosef, this very, very ugly person came out. Amar lo harani yasiyofia, show me her beauty. Amar lo, so the master says, reika, imata rotsa likach kach, she'in kiyofia b'chol olam kula. He says, don't start questioning my sales pitch. She's the most beautiful person. If you want to buy her, then you can buy her, but otherwise you have to leave. Amar lo afal pichin, hefshita shisha chalukim, ushevi karata v'nespal shaba ifer. But nonetheless, he ripped off the first six cloaks, and the seventh one fell into the ashes. He says, if you're not going to pity me, at least pity the kedusha of your name. Yirmiyahu says that it's almost like the captor is attacking both of us. In other words, the woman would say that Hashem is, the captor is attacking you and me as well. It's a really heart-wrenching story. There was a guy who worked for a carpenter, and he was the apprentice. So the master, in other words, like the head carpenter, needed a loan. So and also the apprentice had his eyes on the carpenter's wife. So so send me your wife and I'll give her the loan. So the wife spent 3 days there. So the Gemara says, Kodam uva etzlo. So he comes, after 3 days. Amar lo, ishti sheshigarti lo chayichani. What happened to my wife? Amar lo, ani tartiha la'altar. I sent her away. V'shamati shati no kusnesal lubavir. I heard a rumor that she started fooling around with people on the road. So Amar lo, ma esos. What should I do? Amar lo, imata shomei la'atzasi garsha. If you're going to listen to me, I would advise that you divorce her. So Amar lo, I said, no, I can't do that. Ksubasa meruba. Her ksuba is exorbitant. Amar lo, no, don't worry about it. Ani elvacha v'sein la ksubasa. He says, don't worry about it. I'll give you a loan and you can pay off the ksuba. So amadze v'garsha. So holachu v'nasa. So what happened? Obviously, he was playing a trick on his master, obviously. So he convinced his master to divorce to his wife, and then the guy swoops in and marries her. Came in she gives man of the faro. So the guy realizes he can't afford to pay back the loan. So Amar lo, bava seimi b'chovcha. Don't worry about it. Come, you know. This is the student talking. Come to me, and you can work off the debt. So v'ha'yu ha'yim yoshev v'ochlim v'shosim. So what happens? So now the apprentice who used to be the apprentice, who's now married to the former carpenter's wife, they're sitting and eating together because now they're married. The guy, the original carpenter, he's crying. His tears are falling into the cup because he just lost his wife to this guy who stole his wife from him. The Gemara says either because of this story or because of shtei psilos bnei recha, which is basically a euphemism for arayos. That was the reason why that was the for the violation of ishes ish. That was the reason why there was a gzardin that was nechtam for the churban beis hamikdash. All these stories that we've seen, again, there's a lot of different stories that we saw today, but basically they all revolve around a few central ideas, which basically is in terms of how we treat other people. It's pretty clear from this last story, and I don't think this is like a I don't think that the story really needs to be said like in a Musr Shmuz, but it kind of reminds me of the story that Yisrael Rabbanovitz, I don't know what to call him, was saying last night about the guy whose family just left, literally disappeared. It's kind of similar in a way. But basically, I think the Musr Haskel, I think, from all these Gemaras is, again, I know these are like Dvarim Shutim, Ad Ma'od, but sometimes they need to be said, is, treating people with respect is something that, goes a very, very long way. And we should all, take a lot of chizuk from that and have a meaningful rest of the day. Shkoyach.